Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
SAG-AFTRA negotiations have broken down over the rules around AI voice replication. For March 14th, 2024, this is Let's Play Daily Gaming News. Hey, what's going on? My name is Nate Bender, and welcome to Let's Play, a daily gaming news podcast where we run down everything you need to know from the gaming world in just about 5 minutes. Coming up, the director of Final Fantasy XIV regrets making the game too easy. And a new report shows companies are leaving money on the table by not properly moderating their community spaces. Despite SAG-AFTRA's tentative agreement with AI voice technology company Replica Studios back in January, there is still a chance that SAG-AFTRA voice actors could strike out over stalled negotiations over AI. Over the weekend, SAG-AFTRA's National Executive Director and Chief Negotiator Duncan Crabtree Ireland told South by Southwest attendees that there is a more than likely chance that SAG-AFTRA will strike against the video game industry. Crabtree Ireland specified that the decision to take a strike action will come in the next 4 to 6 weeks. This comes after several prolific voice actors have levied criticism against SAG-AFTRA for accepting the agreement with Replica Studios. The main criticism is that SAG-AFTRA did not inform the vast majority of the union members before accepting this agreement, essentially strong-arming voice talent into a system that circumvents a concrete contract that outlines protections against AI. While AI is the main concern for voice actors, negotiations on mandatory minimum pay, adequate vocal rest, and several other issues have not been ironed out in these stalled negotiations. Given the video game industry's unwillingness to negotiate, the only option I see for voice actors is another strike. Over the weekend, Final Fantasy XIV producer and director Naoki Yoshida sat down with Famitsu to talk about MMO development. While most of the interview details Yoshida's storied career at Square Enix, Famitsu actually asks an interesting question regarding Yoshida and regrets around Final Fantasy XIV. Fascinatingly, Yoshida was pretty candid with his answer, saying that one of his regrets with Final Fantasy XIV is that they made the game too stress-free. Yoshida continued by saying, quote, "A video game should of course have an element of stress, but how to handle that properly is extremely difficult." Though Yoshida never revealed which parts of Final Fantasy XIV he finds egregiously stress-free. Now, I personally find this admission from Yoshida fascinating because I've been discussing this issue for well over a decade now, much to the chagrin of the Final Fantasy XIV community. While a theme park MMO devoid of any real challenge except for a few select encounters is great for mass appeal, it leaves a lot to be desired for people like myself, because the core gameplay loop of logging in and getting participation cosmetics for having a pulse hasn't changed one iota in four expansions. However, what kept me coming back to Final Fantasy XIV, at least for a time, was the storyline. While I'm glad Yoshida has finally acknowledged one of the fundamental issues with Final Fantasy XIV, I have my doubts that the community will actually accept a change in overall difficulty. Considering that players' expectations have been set in stone, a sudden spike in challenge will inevitably cause an exodus from the game in some form or fashion. It's a delicate tightrope that Yoshida has made for himself and the Final Fantasy XIV development team. Any wrong move could jeopardize the financial success that Final Fantasy XIV has enjoyed since Yoshida took over as director. The gaming mental health advocacy group Take This has partnered with Nielsen to survey young gamers about trust and safety in online spaces, essentially taking a financial angle to the discussion to show developers and publishers the economic effects of not moderating their communities. Nielsen surveyed 2,400 individuals between the ages of 13 and 24, finding that 20% of respondents spent less money on games where they experienced harassment and bullying. 30% of respondents told Nielsen that they left online lobbies mid-match, and 40% of respondents turned off voice chat in order to avoid harassment. Take This points out that minority groups and members of the queer community felt the least safe in online interactions in video games, which honestly isn't surprising given the several studies over the last several years coming to the same conclusion. Take This concludes their study by saying that online harassment has a significant impact on a developer's bottom line, showing a financial incentive to actually moderate online spaces. Alright, well that's it for today's episode of Let's Play. Make sure you subscribe so you can come back for the next episode of Let's Play. Follow us on TikTok at Let's Play Gaming News and leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon. Story selection and writing by Aaron Pillen. You can follow him on Blue Sky at Lloyd FFXI. You can follow me on Twitter at Nate Benderama and catch me streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/LimitBreakRadio. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.